You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we're having one of our favorite returning guests, Ashley Houck from Baja, to join us. Welcome back, Ashley.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, we're always glad to have you back, and we're always glad to see what you're working on, what's new. So I know you've been working on Off the Eaten Path, a restaurant-themed event taking place in Port Royal. Can you give us a bit more information on that progressive culinary tour?
Yes, I am so excited for this event. The creation of this event is a product of numerous folks coming together. So the town of Port Royal wanted to celebrate their area restaurants, as well as the CVB, local businesses in Baja. And we all came together, and Off the Eaten Path, Port Royal was born. And so that's what that event is.
That's good. A lot of people tend to overlook Port Royal, and they have a lot of good food in Port Royal.
Yeah, it's very eclectic, I guess would be the term. And I feel like that's what Port Royal embodies. It has something for everyone. It's such a cool little town. I think that's their tagline as well.
Yeah, out of the ordinary or something similar to that. Yeah, that's Port Royal to a T. Why did you decide to put this event together?
Well, we wanted to celebrate the restaurants, the eateries, the businesses, support them, especially in a time when maybe they're not seeing as much business. So whenever you get into August, a lot of that tourist crowd goes away. And so, you know, kids are back to school, people are back to work. So let's do something there at the end of August that not only celebrates the eateries, but benefits them as far as an economic perspective.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That way you can get kind of the end of tourism, end of tourists coming out to town. And then you can also give locals something to look for, be like, hey, like a back to school, let's do this festival before everything goes back to in the house, get ready on this strict schedule, give them one final summer blowout type situation. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and try to keep that momentum going. Some people, you know, this event is going to offer an opportunity for locals, like you said, but also visitors to try something new. So it's promotion, it's marketing, but you know, it definitely ties in with celebrating our area restaurants, local businesses.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I love the aspect of kind of hitting that dead zone of summer, fall, that in between, we don't know what to do. And anytime you can create a new festival, it's a good idea. Give someone something new. Everybody wants to see what something is for the very first time. And I think it brings that excitement of, oh, this is new. Let me try it and see.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks are really energized about this. I wasn't sure how it would be perceived. And people definitely, if it's one thing I think that our country, our county, our towns have in common and the people is food. Yeah. We all love food.
Yeah, I agree. I think food unites everybody.
Yes.
Speaking of everybody, how can everyone experience this event?
Yeah. So we have a website set up right now that is bfthospitality.com. And if you just click on the menu bar and go down to Off the Eaten Path, you'll be able to select that. And on there is an overview of the event. It goes a little bit more into detail. And when the event occurs is going to be August 17th through 27th. And the participating restaurants will be continually updated up until that 17th of August. And then you'll be able to see each individual restaurant item and you can choose where to go. So we laid it out, you know, you make a reservation. Some of these businesses are reservation only. Some of them are, we've got a bait and tackle shop that does sandwiches, CC's Honey Hole. I think that's really cool. So you can go in there and get a hot dog. I'm not sure the item that she's going to be doing. We'll be releasing those here in a couple of weeks, the individual item. And you'll be able to obtain the passport plate pass. That's a tongue twister, but that will be your passport to go and enjoy all of these different eateries and just check the boxes.
Yeah, I think that's a fun, unique spin to everything, that I can go to these different places and try these unique menu items and, you know, be like, oh, let me get my stamp and then go to the next place and be like, oh, and then it's 10 days. It's not like, oh, I have to try to hurry up and fit all this in between an hour or 2 hours to get all these stamps. So I think that's a good idea that you guys spread it out and include unique places like the bait and tackle shop you never think of, oh, a bait and tackle shop to have food. But I've been in there. They have a lot of different food items. They have a lot of different ingredients, spices, honey, anything like that in there. So it's definitely a unique place. So to mix that and add them on the tour and bring them in, it shows definitely that Buford and Port Royal is a community and everybody's invited to participate and enjoy.
Yeah, those little spots that are literally off the eaten path. And I think it's such a great way to bring people into that. And Sands Beach is right there. So, you know, maybe you're planning your day and you're going to go get a hot dog for lunch. And then in the evening, you're going to go get a margarita at La Nabalera or, you know, a cold beer at Shell Ring. And you can plan that off. And like you said, you've got 10 days to fulfill your passport. And maybe some of them aren't appealing. Maybe, you know, one of the items is seafood and that's just not your jam. So it's nice that you're the guide. You're the one that's guiding yourself through this foodie experience.
Yeah, that's a good experience to add a different take. Be like, oh, I don't really want this. I can go get this instead from different restaurants. And it doesn't always have to just be food. So when people are experiencing this, do they need a group or can they experience it with just their family at any other participating eateries during this event?
You can experience it as a single individual or a large group. I just recommend making reservations if you are going to be a large group or calling ahead. You know, this appeals to families, middle-aged, seniors. Like I said, I think that food brings everyone together regardless of your demographic. Mm-hmm. And seeing as Port Royal has such a diverse culinary landscape, I believe that this will be something for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea that you guys made it. Like, it doesn't need to be a group because it maybe if it's during the week and I'm working and I could just be like, oh, well, I started this weekend with my friends and family. Let me go grab a hot dog real quick and check off a box, or I get off work or me and my friends want to go out and grab a beer at Shell Ring or something like that. We can check a box as we're doing that. So it's a 10-day event, so it allows people time to go at their leisure. And like I said earlier, it's not, we got to hurry up and do this. So out of the participating eateries, which one would be the first one that you would like to visit?
Oh man, that's hard. I think it's going to be based off of my mood and... oh, it's a toss up. I love Shell Ring. Mm-hmm. I love their beer flights. I love that it's local. The owner, Nick Borgine, I believe he's been on the podcast. He is such a great guy. He's always willing to be a part of the community and support community initiatives and events. Mm-hmm. He's actually on the Baja board. That would be one, but I'm really intrigued by this CC's Honey Hole Bait and Tackle. Mm-hmm. I think that that's going to be my first one I go to, and then I'm going to go to Sands Beach and I'm going to lay on the beach. I might fish a little bit and then I'll go on to my next location.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You mentioned starting at Shell Ring. That's a good place for people to start. They do a good job of making sure the community's all in and it's a community environment, a relaxed situations for the event. So it's a great place to start your weekend and start checking off your boxes before you start going to different eateries and places on the list. So I think you're on the right track with starting at Shell Ring. And if you want to learn more about Shell Ring Ale Works before you visit, you can listen to our episode with Nick that we recorded this past November. And before you go, Ashley, where can people find more information out about Off the Eaten Path and about the participating eateries?
Yeah, so on Buford Area Hospitality Association's website, that's bfthospitality.com. Just click the little menu bar and it says Off the Eaten Path Port Royal. All the information is there on how to go about Off the Eaten Path Port Royal.
This has been a great episode, Ashley. Thanks for coming on to the show to talk about Off the Eaten Path. And don't forget the event takes place this August 17th through August 27th. If you want more information on the other upcoming events happening in our area, be sure to visit buefordsc.org/events. Thank you for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_buefordsc on Instagram or at @buefordsc on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Buford Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.